from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning. It is 6:01 and happy Friday. It is Mother's Day weekend. Just in time. This is cool. The whole family could probably take mom out to eat at a Philly restaurant because as of today, this is just great news. If you sit outside, you can have up to 10 people now at a table.
That's right.
Indoors, it's up to six. So really, really nice. Perfect timing. Thank you. Thank you, Philly.
Yeah, we're slowly getting there.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening. So much going on today. Yeah, happy Friday. Let's see. Beat the Bee. We're going to play 7:30 for your chance to win a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew with three area locations. 8 a.m., of course, just in time for Mother's Day. We have another, our last gender reveal, our What Will It Be contest. New mommy, Alexa. Well, actually, we're going to see if she has other kids, too.
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Mommy-to-be,
Alexa, is going to join us and reveal to her friends and family what they're having. 8:15, it's a $303 impossible question. Of course, it is a personal one. I have nine of these. Jen has none. What are they? The most interesting, I guess, so far. I still is the grandfather clocks.
I know.
Why would I have nine grandfather clocks?
It's so funny. But someone also had a really good guess yesterday.
That?
The beer steins. And
yes,
you don't have any.
I do not have. I have a million beer glasses.
So weird.
I still have not found a beer stein. I mean, they're everywhere, but I haven't bought one. I have to get one. Or maybe a good Christmas present. I'm just planting that little seed for you, Jen.
I know you are. It's growing.
All
don't
right.
worry.
All right. We're going to talk to Chef Brian Duffy later on this morning, too. 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
He is going to give us Mother's Day tips, you know, for what you want to serve mom, perhaps maybe even a breakfast, a brunch, a dinner.
Because I love Eggs Benedict.
You do.
And the problem with that, and the kids love to try to make it, and I appreciate it, but it's that sauce. Is it hollandaise, bearnaise?
Hollandaise.
And that's tough. So I do want to ask him about that.
Okay. Well, he's the man to ask. So we're going to have Brian. Let's see. Also, 5 o'clock, make sure you're listening to Mark Shepard because it is the last, the last Disney code word to win a Disney World trip for four. So that's pretty exciting as well. I know they're going to announce the winner on Monday, too.
Excellent.
So that is cool. A lot going on. We're going to hop on over now to our Facebook Live video, our Be Up Club. Join us if you can at B101 Philly.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I wonder if our top fan of the day today is a mom. If you are Linda Memory from Broomall, happy Mother's Day and congratulations. Yeah, you are the top fan.
We are so honored and proud to have you, Linda. What'd you say her last name was?
Memory.
I forgot already. Look at that. All right. Lame joke aside, Linda, congratulations on being named B101's top fan today. Brought to you by the Kimmel Cultural Campus, celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Prizes at KimmelCenter.org. For Jen and Bill on Phillies. Wait, I forgot again. Yes, B101.1.
Want to wish all our moms a happy Mother's Day. And if you missed it yesterday, we had some really interesting conversations with moms about what they saved from their kids when the kids were really little.
Wait till you hear this one from Lorraine. Now, what did you keep?
Their belly buttons.
Their belly button. You mean the actual...
What?
The cord kind of thing? Or
the actual cord.
Oh,
it's actually very little right now.
Yeah.
Like a
little girl,
38 and
36. Wow. And it's black, right? It's all like...
It's all black.
Yeah.
And it's so tiny now. So I kept it in a little envelope.
Are your kids aware you have it? And what do they think of this, Mom?
They think it's gross.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. But to you, back then, and of course, you would never throw that out now. I mean, you've had it so long.
Yeah. Of course, I had their teeth, too. But
yeah.
their belly button, that was something different.
That's a good one.
But not from the doctor, but when, you know, when you bring them home and you have to dry out.
And it falls off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill's unaware of this. Their belly button will fall off maybe a week after they're born, Bill. And that's what she's saying.
All right. Is that how you determine if you're an innie or an outie, or is that just nothing to do with
it? It all depends on the doctor, I was told. Okay.
Yeah, like how they knot it, how they tie it.
Well, let's be honest here. The physical cord may be cut, but that invisible one will never be cut. Right, Mom? You always have That's right.
Good reach, Bill.
A good reach.
I'm so glad you called and shared that. That is wild. Yeah. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Friday. Want to give your mom a Mother's Day shout out. You know, we'd love to air them for you this morning, so give us a call anytime throughout the morning. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101. And I should give Mama Taffro. And Taffro, a shout out right now. Thank you for being the best mommy in the world. I'll see you Sunday.
Aww.
Little Billy's going to have some cash and some flowers for you. How about that?
Well, I'm going to have cake and flowers for my mom, not cash. Okay. But Sarah, happy Mother's Day. Love you very much. And this, guys, this is super cool. Want to let you know that at this time, starting on Monday, and every day next week, okay, at 6:45, the Ellen DeGeneres Show wants to spread some May goodness, okay? So they're giving you guys the chance to win $250 and also a virtual ticket to one of Ellen's 12 days of giveaways. So what you want to do is watch Ellen weekdays at 3 p.m., on NBC 10, and then the next day, make sure you listen to us again at 6:45 for your chance to win, because I'm going to ask you a question about her show from the day before. And just the first person who calls in with the right answer will be the winner on B101.
Well, Mother's Day, of course, Sunday, and if you're not going out to eat, Mom deserves your best. What you're whipping up in the kitchen. We once again call upon our friend of the show. He happens to be one of the best chefs in the country, Philly's own chef, Brian Duffy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
What are you making your mom on Mother's Day, or is that a takeout day?
I will be with my mother. We're going to do a little bit of a lunch, and then we're doing a manicure and a pedicure.
That sounds amazing. What a good son you are.
She's a rock star.
Well, please wish her a happy Mother's Day from us. I got to say, I have three kids, and my husband and the kids, what they like to do for me on Mother's Day is make like a breakfast or a brunch. And one of my favorites is Eggs Benedict. But I got to know what the trick is to making a really good hollandaise sauce, because that's typically where it all falls apart, you know?
Look, so the key to making a great hollandaise, one, is do not use a package. Just use yolks. So what you want to do is you want to get yourself a bowl, and you want to put about 4 to 6 egg yolks in there. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have clarified butter. And to clarify butter, all you have to do is put it into a little bowl, pop it in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and it's going to separate. So you'll have the fat up top and the solids that settle down below. And that fat is what you're going to use to make the hollandaise with. A little bit of lemon juice, a pinch of cayenne pepper, mm-hmm. put it all into the bowl, whisk it together, and then you're slowly going to whisk that butter in. One, it's an amazing feat of love to make a true hollandaise for your mother.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is it's really an accomplishment, because making a hollandaise is making one of the 5 main mother sauces that we all learn about in culinary school.
Is that right?
What are the other four?
Yeah, what's the other four?
They're espagnol, velouté, bechamel, and tomato. Are you trying to catch me or slip me up?
No, I'm trying to actually follow along. I love that bechamel.
Bechamel is the best mac and cheese in the world.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
That's what makes your mac and cheese the best.
I can listen to you talk about food all day long. I could.
We're always excited when a holiday comes around, Chef Brian, because we know that we can talk to you.
I'm like, I got to text Brian, see if he can come on. Now, I know you're doing something very cool on social. Do you want to mention that?
My World Chef went live yesterday. My brothers and I have created this whole new platform of food delivery, basically, where we have partnered with the greatest chefs in the world. We curate a menu for them. We have their menu prepared and shipped to your house. And then we have a live event that happens every Thursday where you get to cook along with that chef and that menu And then next week is Shirley Chung, known as the Dumpling Queen. And then my menu will be in June. And guess what? We're doing a South Philly Italian dinner.
It all sounds delicious. Chef Brian Duffy, thank you so much again. Wish your mom a happy Mother's Day from us. And I'm just looking forward to a really good hollandaise sauce.
Exactly. Tell your kids to make you the best hollandaise ever. And realize, everybody, really what mom wants is just a little bit of time spent with you. That's it.
Yeah.
Chef Brian Duffy, thanks again, sir.
Absolutely. Have a great Mother's Day.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1. Hey, here's an early Mother's Day gift that you can give mom today. A Mega Millions ticket. I can't believe this. This kind of went under our radar, but tonight's jackpot, it's up there. $370 million. So I got Bill and I some tickets. Well, just a pair. We just got two tickets. We each only had $2. Yeah. But hey, you got to try, right?
That's how broke we are.
That's
we
right.
only had $2 on us. But hey, it's all you need is really, honestly, one set of numbers. You know what I mean? For
yeah.
your chance to win all that money. It's like one in 300. 2 million, but zero chance if you don't
That's
play.
Right.
So we got a shot, Jen. Also, you guys are going to have a good shot to win this, a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew when we play Beat the Bee coming up at 7:30. All right. Make sure you are listening. I think it's going to be Mother's Day related, of course. Jen.
Sure. That'd be good.
It has to be.
Like famous moms, you mean?
Yeah. We'll do like super celebrity moms
okay.
or something like that. That's happening at 7:30 right here on Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. And this is thanks to visitdelcopa.com. So this morning we are playing with Patrick from Drexel Hill. He was caller number 10.
Okay, Patrick, it is five questions for Jen. Today's category, super celebrity moms. Now you can bet on Jen or you can bet against her. Three out of five, right, and you're going to win. Patrick, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
All right, Patrick's ready. Jen, here we go. Question one. Tennis great Serena Williams beat her sister Venus in 2017 to win the Australian Open. Of course, you know Serena is a wonderful mother. But was she pregnant at the time when she won the Australian Open in 2017? Was she pregnant? Patrick, will she know that?
I say yes.
What do you think?
2017 was 4 years ago, and I do not think her baby is 4 years old, Bill. I follow her on Instagram. She does not look four. Little Olympia, I believe her name is.
Unfortunately, yes, she was 2 months pregnant at the time when she won the U.S. Open or the Australian Open against Venus.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
I've got all the facts, Patrick. I'm sorry you didn't get that one correct.
All right.
I will double check that.
You
source,
can double
Patrick.
Check it. All right. Question two, Jen.
Okay.
Amal Clooney is a mother to twins and a successful attorney. But which area of law, Jen? Which area of law? Human rights or environmental law? Which one? Patrick, will she know that?
I say yes.
You
yeah,
say yes.
I do. Human rights.
Human rights
yep.
is correct, Patrick. You are on the board.
Good job.
All right. Here we go. Question three, Jen. Chrissy Teigen is a mother to two beautiful children. Are their names Luna and Miles or Miley and Lunar? Patrick, will she know that?
Yeah, she'll know that.
Yes, I do. Luna and Miles.
Who wrote these questions?
I
yes, that's
know.
Right. Luna and Miles.
One more, Patrick.
One more, Patrick. Are you ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. Jen, Sheryl Sandberg is a super mom to two children. She's also the COO of which social media giant? Is that Facebook or Twitter? Patrick, what are you going to bet here? You going to bet on mom Jen or against her?
I think she'll know.
I do. She's Facebook.
She is indeed Facebook. And Patrick, you
won,
sir.
Pastor, thank you.
Yeah. Are you married? Do you have a mom in your life?
And I do have two moms.
Well, listen, you can take them both out. You got a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thanks to visitdelcopa.com. Congratulations.
Good job, Patrick.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you too. Hold on, okay? We got to get your info.
Okay, thank you.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have been celebrating Mother's Day all this week by talking to winners of our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal Contest, sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. And this morning, last but not least, is our final winner, and she is mom-to-be, Alexa Wiley. She's from Mullica Hill, New Jersey. We want to congratulate you, Mommy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
I bet.
I bet you are. And neither Bill or I are very good at math, so you have to forgive us. I know your due date is September 30th. So how many weeks along are you now then?
I'm about 20 weeks, so halfway there.
You're
okay.
Halfway. How are you feeling? Like physically, are you okay?
Yeah. I have actually a ton of energy, which is surprising.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, are you working, Alexa? Because, you know, we got to give pregnant moms moms all the credit for being busy at work while expecting. I mean, that's got to be tough.
I am. Yes, I'm working full time still.
Full time still.
What do you do?
I do accounting for a development company.
Do you think you're going to work up until the due date, until September
30th? I am. Yes.
Wow.
I did too. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, it keeps yourself from going crazy.
Of course.
Decorating,
of
redecorating
course.
Too much.
Is this your first baby?
It is my third.
Your third?
Wow.
Yeah.
We had another mom this week. This was going to be her third. I love having three.
Yeah, it's a good number. I think it's a perfect number.
What are the genders of the first two children?
My oldest is a boy,
mm-hmm.
and he just turned four. And my daughter, she just turned two.
Perfect.
You're going to have your hands full?
You are.
Yes.
Your husband, what is his name?
His name is Matt.
Matt.
Okay. How is he handling pregnancy number three so far?
He's doing good.
Yeah.
Didn't gain too much weight so far. Eating. Yeah.
It's a little
same
stress.
Amount of things
okay.
I am. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how sometimes that happens?
Yeah.
Sympathy.
Yeah, sympathy pounds. Yeah. So listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Alexa, I know you've got your family and your friends listening right now to B101 to hear the happy news you're about to share. Go ahead and tell everyone listening, what will it be?
It's going to be another boy.
Yay!
Another boy.
Yay.
That is amazing.
Boy, girl, boy.
Yeah. Now,
yes.
Did you keep a lot of the clothes from the first boy?
I did. Yes, okay. I did. I kept a lot.
And toys, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of that there around
here. You're covered, right? So that's an interesting question. Is that when you have the baby shower, you're like, don't give me too many toys. I got a lot left over.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get me Legos because I can't stand stepping on them with their feet.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. They're dangerous. Yeah. Definitely dangerous.
Well, congratulations, another baby boy. That is mm-hmm. wonderful. And because you are one of our winners of our gender reveal contest, we want to give you a couple prizes. So we're going to
awesome.
Give you one of our B101 Baby Bee onesies, mm-hmm. which is really cute, and also a $200 Visa gift card so you can do a little shopping spree for baby boy.
Perfect.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. Sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. Congratulations again to you and to your husband, Matt. And how about big brother and big sister? What are their names?
Luca and Ella.
Beautiful name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have to tell us what this baby boy's name's going to be.
We're thinking Mateo. We're leaning towards Mateo.
Oh,
yeah.
Mateo.
For
it.
His dad. Oh, thank you.
What a special Mother's Day you're going to have this
mm-hmm.
weekend.
Thank you so much, guys.
Of course, of course. Hey, you'll be thanking us a lot if you win $303. That is the impossible question jackpot. Coming up at 8:15, we're going to play, guys. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1. $303 in the IQ jackpot this morning. It's a personal one. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Hey, Erica, what's your guess?
Credit cards.
Credit cards.
Bill,
well,
do you have 9? And are they all maxed out?
Yeah. I use that Credit Karma because you can, like, track how many cards you have. I am so embarrassed. I have 23 credit cards.
You do not.
I do. What is going on with me?
Are you being serious?
No, I'm serious. I don't even know what I got anymore. I keep applying for stuff.
I know you never carry cash with you.
That's right.
Oh, my God,
yeah, it's
Bill.
Insane. I also have a lot of credit card debt, too, unfortunately, Erica. But no, not credit cards.
Okay, thanks.
I'm glad you guessed that, though, because
maybe
I'm just shocked at his answer.
Maybe that should have been an impossible question.
Honestly.
I have 23 of these. Jen has none. Well,
Erica,
you have more than...
if you're a mom, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. You too, Jen.
Thank you so much. All right, so keep calling them with your guesses. This is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Bill's got 23 credit cards. Actually, the answer we're looking for is to this question. Bill has 9 of these. I don't have any. What are we talking about? 888-333-B101.
We have $303 in the IQ jackpot, and it's a personal one. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Hi, Rachel. Happy Friday. What is your guess?
Tattoos.
Good one. I don't have any. You're right about that.
I have two bad ones, Rachel, that need covering up so badly, but not what we're looking for.
Okay, thank you so much.
Morning, Ryan. It's a personal IQ. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Sebring beer bottle openers.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, Jen's a beer drinker, so you do have some.
Well, but I do not have one on my key ring. Now, my husband does. Do you have any on your key ring, Bill? He's looking right now.
Dude, I got 2.
Do you really?
And I got more at home. I actually have more than 9. It's a great guess. In fact, I have more bottle openers than keys on this thing.
Oh, good Lord. You guys know Bill very, very well. But, Ryan, I'm sorry. That's not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, great. Have a nice weekend.
And 9-year-old Jake. Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What is your guess for our impossible question?
Stamps on his passport.
Bill, how many do you think you have? First of all, you do have a passport.
Yeah, I do. I travel. Let's see. I probably have about seven, I would say. What about you?
So not quite nine. I have more than that. Yeah. I have more than 10.
Oh, you love Europe. I've not been to Europe yet. I mostly go to the islands when I, like, vacay and stuff.
I would love to take you to Europe.
I have to go.
Show you.
I have to go.
The Viking trail that I went on was incredible.
I bet. Now, Jake, have you ever been overseas?
Yeah, I've been to Mexico.
Look
nice.
At that.
Nice. I've never been to Mexico, Jake.
I got it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Cool.
Well, you have a cool guess, but it's not the right one. I'm sorry, but you wish your mother a happy Mother's Day from us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Cute. Yeah, super cute and great answer, like you said, but not what we're looking for. Yeah, this is a personal IQ. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Think about it over the weekend, and yeah, good news. We're going to add another $101 to the jackpot, so that means we're up to $404 Monday morning at 8:15 on B101. And it's time now to be on top of it, entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dell Technologies. So what means the most to you on Mother's Day? Well, Angelina Jolie says, without a doubt, it's her kids.
They've always been amazing at Mother's Day. And the fun for me is that I don't plan anything. I don't do anything. And they all tend to work together to surprise me with something. And it's just the knowing that they're doing something together and thinking about it together and that they want to or that they think it's important always makes me cry. They always joke about how quickly it makes me cry.
Oh my God, I'm such a crier too. I read their cards that they give me and I lose it like immediately. Well, I know there were a lot of tears, but tears of joy now that Justin Bieber has rescheduled his world tour dates. He will be now at the Wells Fargo Center June 16th of 2022. And yes, your tickets that you got before the pandemic hit will be honored. And if you had to name the best sitcom ever, what would you say?
I'm going to say The Office just because I'm obsessed with it.
Well, Rolling Stone magazine is out with its list of the top 100, okay? Coming in at number one is actually The Simpsons.
Wow. I could see it.
Number two was Cheers. Three, Seinfeld. The Office was ranked 23rd best.
Whoa.
And just making the list at number 100, S Creek.
Wow. Well, I love all those shows. Shocker about The Office. Thought it would be rated higher than that.
I'm shocked about The Simpsons, actually.
Yeah. How about
being
that?
The best.
Well, it's been the longest running show.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, we love Stranger Things, right, Jen? Well, the Stranger Things 4 teaser trailer is out, and it focuses on Eleven's backstory. Now, it's going to drop on Netflix sometime next year. Of course, production is still ongoing. A lot of these movies and TV shows have all been delayed because of the pandemic, yeah. So we're going to have to wait. Miley Cyrus is the musical guest, and Elon Musk will try his hand at hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. I did watch some of the promos for it, and Musk, while brilliant and a billionaire, he's a little bit stiff, but who knows? Maybe he'll loosen up. He's going to have a great cast around him. I am looking forward to seeing Miley, though, perform live. She is literally one of the best live performers.
No, she is totally. But I did hear that a lot of the SNL cast members are not thrilled that Elon is going to be hosting, and they are not being forced to be in skits with him.
Oh, is that
they
right?
They can if they want, but they don't have to.
How about that? We love Camila Cabello's voice, too, and her debut feature film role in a Cinderella musical is actually going to skip theaters and a debut on Amazon, but there's no premiere date quite yet. I think Shawn Mendes will show up in that.
I hope so. Prince Charming.
Right? Wouldn't that be perfect? And that is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday. It is sponsored by T-Mobile. So go to b101philly.com/T-Mobile to find out how to enter T-Mobile's Gratitude Tuesday sweepstakes for the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. Now, we actually have a couple of great pieces of news we want to share with you. First of all, and this is just in time for Mother's Day weekend, it's like the whole family could take mom out to eat at a Philadelphia restaurant because as of today, like if you sit outside, you can have up to 10 people at a table. 6 if you sit indoors. That's awesome.
Look at that. That is great news. And secondly, we are so happy to welcome producer Sir Nate back into studio Monday morning. And he joins us now on the phone. Hello, Woo! Sir Nate.
Hey.
How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, good. Man.
I mean, it has literally been over a year since we've even seen you in person.
That's right.
Yeah. I got to double check the numbers, but I think I sat down and I figured out 413 days statistically since I have been in the B101 studio with you guys. Crazy.
Well, you're fully vaccinated. Jen is. Yep. And mine hits me on Sunday, so we'll all be safe.
We'll be
right?
good to go on Monday. And I'll tell you right now, 3:30 is going to come very early.
That's
for
right.
you.
You better be ready.
Oh, man, I'm going to need all of the coffee.
We have a question for you, Nate. I mean, we yeah. came in here this morning and yeah. we're just blinded by this NASA-size screen. What is this monitor you have set
it's
up in here?
Huge.
You guys know, prior to, you know, the whole pandemic, I'd never even had a computer screen in front of me. I just had my laptop kind of sitting yeah. in front of me. So I emailed engineering when I found out I was going back in and asked if I could have a computer screen. And at home here, I have what's called an ultra wide, which just means it's basically just wider than your average screen. And I asked if they had one available, if I could get it. I was not expecting one that big. I saw the BL Pub this morning. That thing is massive, but yeah. I am so excited. I'm going to be my efficiency with work is going to be so much better because
right.
I can see so many other things going on at one time. It's
well,
going to be
great. I can't even okay. see you because this
That's
thing
right.
is so big. So I'm glad you can see stuff.
It's going to block out your head. It really will.
You know what? I'll just set up a webcam for you and me, Jen, so that we can just see each other via our computer
oh
screens.
God.
We don't even have to look each other in the face.
I love it. Well, that's good. We're excited. You're coming back Monday. We got a whole show planned around you. But we
Ooh,
have
wow.
to know. Yeah, we're going to do. I think we're going to do a Beat the Bee with Nate questions.
I love it. Good.
Oh.
At 7:30. Yeah, Nate questions.
This should be fun.
So what do you got going on Mother's Day? What are you doing with Mom?
So it's a little bit of a double celebration. We're doing Mother's Day in the morning. We're kind of getting her breakfast. And, you know, we have all the gifts and stuff we're going to do with her. But it's also my brother's graduation from college.
Oh.
My whole entire family, immediate family, got vaccinated. So we're doing a small get-together with, you know, some food and just hang out. But that's on Sunday. I'm going to have to head back early to
All
go
right.
to bed early.
No.
Monday morning.
Yeah,
so.
You have to go out. You're going out to the Midwest, correct?
Midwest?
Yes. Yep, the Midwest. Going back to the land of milk and honey, Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
anything past Quakertown is the Midwest.
Well, listen, I can say as a mom who's my daughter is graduating on Saturday, your brother's graduating Sunday. What a wonderful Mother's Day
yes.
weekend we're going to have because
yeah.
just that celebration is so special, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And she's ecstatic. It's her last kid coming out of college.
Aww.
So all of that stress
cool.
is off her shoulders and it looks good for him getting a job. So that stress
good.
Is also getting
good,
off
good.
Of her shoulders. So everything's positive right now, and I can't wait to see my mom. I haven't seen her in about a month now, I think.
Wow. Well, you give Mrs. Weaver mm-hmm. a big hug from mm-hmm. us, and don't forget, when you come here Monday morning, honestly, I feel like that's one of my Mother's Day gifts, too.
I appreciate that. I'll let her know. Happy Mother's Day to you, Jen,
Thank
also,
you.
And I got both of you, you know, tiny little gifts for when I come back.
Oh, Nate. No, I can't wait. I'm going to be thinking about it all weekend. No, that's really cool of you. Thank you, sir.
Wait to say that until you see what the gifts are.
All right. Well, see, all of this has been positive. So, Producer Nate, have yep. a great weekend. We will see you Monday morning.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys later.
We're Jen and Bill and Sir Nate on Philly's B101.1.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.